The report by the Natural Resources Defense Council and Rocky Mountain Climate Organization says Lake Michigan may have winters with no ice cover as soon as 10 years from now, while Lake Superior could be ice-free in about 30 years. Moose have already declined to half their normal population on Isle Royal. Loons and rough grouse would disappear. Rocky Mountain Climate Organization President Stephen Saunders says global warming is causing more severe storms.
We've already had wind speeds go up over the lakes. We've had water temperature go up. We have more heat waves, more downpours producing heavier quantities of water falling out and more flooding. And sometimes park resources are damaged to the point that visitors are kept from being able to use a trail or a campground.
Bayfield is the gateway to the Apostle Islands in northern Wisconsin. Mayor Larry McDonald says higher temperatures would lead to lower lake levels and shore erosion.
Temperature increases are a negative to us. Less ice is a negative. Lower water levels are a negative. Reduction in wildlife and bird watching are problematic for us. We need our government to pay attention and to actually be a key player, to do something to do it right, or else let the rest of us do it.
The 61-page report uses existing global warming information compiled with weather data from five Great Lakes National Parks. It urges Congress and the EPA to reduce greenhouse gases. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.